Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today we are celebrating the memorial of St. Louis de Montfort, who is the apostle and the author of True Devotion to the Blessed Virgin. And he is the saint of one of many saints of the love of the cross of our Lord. Born in 1673, he was the oldest of eight children. He studied with the Jesuits and at the age of 19 went to Paris to enter the seminary. Thank you. And although he was poor, he was aided by the charity of benefactors, and after 5 years, he was ordained a priest in the year 1700. Destined to be the target of many crosses, he began to experience the first ones when he went to aid a good priest in the diocese of Nanterre, and there he found a serious problem with Jansenism. And he returned to Paris afterward to help one of his sisters to enter a convent there. Then he went to Poitiers, where he became a chaplain of a hospital for the poor. And his zeal, you know, transformed the sick of that hospital into a community of saints. And there he established the kernel of his future Congregation of the Daughters of Wisdom. Later, he desired to go as a missionary to New France, but the Holy Father, Clement XI, commissioned him to preaching in his own homeland under the bishops of France. And he was to teach Christian doctrine to the children and the people, to reawaken the spirit of Christianity through the renewal of their baptismal vows. He had a special attraction for the poor and organized a group of virtuous ladies there to take care of them. He continued preaching in the west of France, and he had a custom of placing erecting large crucifixes and Calvary scenes. But he became the target of calumny for the angry Jansenist whose errors he preached against. He was even poisoned, but though this didn't kill him, his health was seriously impaired, to say the least. His enemies also succeeded in convincing the Bishop of Nanterre to cancel the blessing of a large Calvary scene, which had been under construction by the people for a year. And with patience, St. Louis bore all his trials. Yeah. He said, "Blessed be God. You know, I have not sought my glory, but only that of God. And hope to receive the same reward as I would if I had succeeded." He was a member of the Third Order of St. Dominic, and he taught the Holy Rosary everywhere, you know, converting many heretics. And before he died at the age of 43, in the April of 1716, he had organized his Company of Mary at St. Laurent, where he was buried and where he remains. His remains are still venerated. He was canonized in 1947. And here's a quote that we can meditate upon today from his book, True Devotion to the Blessed Virgin. He says, Mary is the faithful virgin, and in all the souls in which she comes to dwell, she causes to flourish purity of heart and body, rightness of intention, and abundance of good works. Do not imagine that Mary, the most fruitful of creatures who gave birth to God, remains barren in a faithful soul. It will be she who makes the soul live continuously for Jesus Christ, and it will make Jesus live in the soul.